Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Imran Abdurov and I'm from Aceh. I represent the Swedish Achenese Association based in Sweden. I would like to raise the issues of the role of Indonesia's police and its excessive use of powers on minorities, particularly in my homeland, Aceh. Achenese is a proud and culturally distinct people inhabiting the northern part of the island Sumatra. For almost 3 decades, Aceh had become a killing field for the Indonesian armed forces. In its efforts to contain the Free Aceh Movement, GAM, thousands of Achenese civilians had been killed, including extrajudicial killings, torture, arbitrary arrests, and disappearances. But in August 2015, GAM and Indonesia signed a peace accord in Helsinki. Thus, one of the longest armed conflicts in Southeast Asia eventually ended. Just 2 months ago, Aceh marked the 10-year anniversary of the conflict's end. But despite promises by Indonesian government, this has been a lost decade for tens of thousands affected by the conflict, and the authorities have shown little interest in addressing past crimes. 10 years on, Aceh is still not a safe place to live in, and nothing significant has changed in regard to the behavior of police and other security forces. This is due to only single factor: impunity. In this regard, Amnesty International has repeatedly revealed that despite a decade of supposed reform, Indonesia's police continue to be implicated in beatings, shootings, and even killing unarmed civilians without fear of prosecution or sanction. Massive human rights violations have occurred in Aceh, particularly in between 1990 to 2004, and those responsible have never been prosecuted or punished. As corruption is rampant, police has become one of the most corrupt institutions in Indonesia. Problems related with bribery are everywhere, whether it be with police, judges, prosecutors, etc. Indonesians have this culture when it comes to their dealing with the law. Mr. Chairman, SAA fully supports the above-mentioned international convention and also supports the forum recommendation of the Articles 22, 23, and 26. But our experience shows that the state, the forces that should prevent human rights abuses, are at the same time the perpetrators themselves. The police, for example, is at the same time the criminal. Therefore, the Swedish Achenese Association strongly urged Indonesia to adhere to the ICCPR Article 6 of 1 and even the Articles 3, 4, and 7 of the UN Basic Principles on the Use of Force and Firearms by Law Enforcement Officials. Thank you for your attention.